Hey, Cleaning Nation, ever listen to the show and think, if I could just get this guy to help me out, I would save so much time and frustration? Or my life would be awesome if I could just get a few of these systems they're actually talking about actually implemented into my business? Well, if that's you, I've got some spectacular news. I am hosting our first ever live event. We are personally going to walk through the Clean Profit Method with no more than 16 owners and cleaning companies in just 2.5 days. I cannot wait to get to know you and your business personally and implement the entire Clean Profit Method together. If this is scratching where you itch, stop watching or listening to the show right now and go to growmycleaningcompany.com/live to get all the details. Like I said, I can't wait to get to know you and your business personally and implement the entire Clean Profit Method. growmycleaningcompany.com/live. Check it out now. I'll see you soon.
Cleaning Nation, welcome to another episode of the Grow My Cleaning Company podcast. I want to take a quick moment and thank you. Thank you for sharing the show, all the great reviews, and the amazing feedback that we get on our Facebook group. If you're listening to the podcast, check out our YouTube channel. And if you're watching us on YouTube, take us on the road by subscribing to the podcast. And no matter where you're listening from, make sure you go to growmycleaningcompany.com. We just put up an amazing opportunity, a magic tool to grow your cleaning company. If you dig the show, you are going to love what we have waiting for you. Today is the continuation of our two-part guest expert special with Mike Brown from Swept. I don't want to keep you waiting, so let's get right back into it.
All right, so instead of me asking you questions and just picking out these gems, because again, you're, and the cool thing is you're just passing through it. Like, of course, you're like, yeah, I would just box time. I give myself 3 hours. A lot of people don't even get that. They're like, no. I've got to have my cell phone. I've got to have all this access. I got to do 9 things at one time. That's how I get more things done. No, you do not. You get more things done by doing less things. I heard the guy that killed Osama bin Laden. I heard him in a, he's a obviously very highly trained Navy SEAL. And he said 2 things that I wish I had his name so I give him credit, but it's the guy who killed Osama bin Laden. It's one guy. You can find him pretty easy. He said, slow is smooth and smooth is fast. And I love that. So instead of like, we got to go frantic. Yep. They do one thing at a time. They do it very well. And then they do the next thing. And he said, there's time to do it right. Or you either have time to do it right or you have time to do it again. Which do you want? And I feel like it's so funny because his business was killing people, but he was damn good at it. And the concepts of success are the same thing, right? A lot of business owners, I want to go fast. It's like, well, let's go smooth and that's fast. Or let's do it right and we'll have to do it again. So I would love just if you were going to take on a client, and again, for me, it's coaching, so it's a little more direct, but you have the same thing. I guarantee you when you talk to your customers that start using your software, even if you're just talking about the weather, within 6 minutes, I'm guessing you're like, this guy or gal is going to crush it, right? He's going to be big soon. Or this guy or gal, and we don't want any names, of course, maybe not so much. What red flags do you get where you're like, oh, this guy or gal is going to struggle, so people can look out for that in themselves? And what green flags do you get where you're like, oh my gosh, these people are just, they're going to kill it? I would love to hear your perspective.
Yeah, absolutely. That's a really good question. So we have some people who, depending on the size of their business, they have other people working, you know, other managers and supervisors. And sometimes what happens is, they tune into something like this, or they see an ad, or they see me speak at an event because I'm speaking all over the place. And they're like, this looks amazing. This is going to change my business. They buy it and they just throw it onto someone else's plate without saying what this is. Yeah, so sometimes leaders don't get the buy-in from their team. And like, sometimes that's the hardest part. Like, you can buy a piece of software. You can buy time with a coach. If you don't show up, if you don't put any time into it, if you don't communicate to the team the change that's coming and why it's important, it's like, it's gone, right? So that's one thing we see, people who are so in a rush that they're not taking time to really take care of their team. And it's not because they don't care. They don't prioritize things.
I want to hear too, but just again, you're saying so much good stuff. I don't want to miss it. So if you're sitting at home watching us on YouTube or listening to this cleaning or at the gym or wherever you're at, how that applies to you is, my least favorite, and I love you guys, Cleaning Nation, but my least favorite, which is sadly 92% of you, listen to podcasts like this, watch videos like this, and go, those guys are freaking genius. I love it. And then the phone rings, and I pick it up, and it's just, poof, it's gone. The successful people go, hold on. I'm going to take action right now, and I'm already thinking about how this can strategically fit into my business, not if I just give Mike or Matt's or Mike or Michael's company money, I'll magically be successful. If I just apply the concepts that I use, and maybe money is part of that, but obviously I have to, as good as your software is, I can give you 10 times whatever you charge for it and let it sit in the corner. It is of no value to me. If I get free or whatever, it doesn't matter the cost. It's really the usage. Same with the coaching, right? People get off the phone and go, you're a genius. I love it. Great. What did you do? Nothing. Well, then it was a waste of your time. So podcast listeners, if you just go, these guys are smart and walk away and do nothing, this is kind of, as much as I enjoy hanging out with you, it's a waste of time. Michael and I are going to get a great time, but not for you. If you go take one thing and do it, you're going to have great success. All right. Give me number two that interrupted you, but you're saying so many good stuff. You can't blame me for stopping you.
So one thing is the delegation. They just throw it on someone else's plate. And the other is you hit it as you're going through is maybe they're implementing themselves that they don't create that space that you can hear in their voice. Either they don't show up to the first, the kickoff call. Yeah. They don't show up. Like, we ask people, what are your goals for this? Some people just want to get control of their business. And I don't mean controlling people, but they want to feel that when they need a number, when they want to know what's going on one of the locations, that they can just find out instantly and make good decisions. Some people want to take this and they want to, they already have a good system in place. They want to just grow. And this will be their system to take that on. But it's when the excuses start coming up. Like, if you can't find time for a half hour to talk about your goals with this and how you're going to implement it and all the rest, that's a big red flag. You're probably not going to be successful. It's a real shame. We see people who come in ready to go and they just drop off the map because they got too busy. Everyone's busy, by the way. Like, sometimes you see these people who are tremendously successful and they have more time available than someone else. It's just because they block their time. They do different things. The other side of it, just lost my thought on that.
I've got an example. I'm sure you'll catch it in this. I'm constantly talking about people like, I don't have time. And it's like, really, you're running a 200,000. Perfect example I have is I was in an organization called, used to be YEO, Young Entrepreneurs Organization. Now we all got old, so just EO, Entrepreneurs Organization. And I got to, these guys, I think you had to be at least $1 million in revenue. And, there's guys with $50 million in revenue. And the funny thing is once a month, we would get together for forum meetings and they were a half a day. So these are very busy people. I was a busy person. They were a half a day. The fee for being a minute late was $100. And I think after 10 minutes, you had to buy dinner for everybody. And that's a $2,000 deal because they're going to make it hard on you, right? I don't drink. No, bring another bottle. So let's go. Yeah. And the reason was because we could all pull out our day timers and go, look how busy I am and look at this and blah, blah, blah. And I'm busy. And we could do that kind of like, who's got a bigger day timer, I'm busier than you are nonsense. But guess what? No one was late. We were all there. I could call any one of those guys and go, hey, can I talk to Michael? Who's this? Oh, it's Mike. I'm in his forum. Boom. Immediately right through. And they just knew. And my people would know when it's an hour and a half before form, especially if I'm presenting, I've got something to get ready. I'm out of there. They can't bother me. We all trained ourselves and our people and our lives to conform to that one meeting. If guys at that level can do that, certainly the rest of us can. So it's really, we just identified that as important and focused on it, right? When my kid falls down and screams, I'm not like, hold on, kid. I'm doing something more important. I drop everything and I go see him. So it's not a matter of we're busy. It's we're focusing on the wrong things. Did that help you catch your what?
Yeah. I just want to say I was guilty of this. So sometimes you'll have people, they'll see me speak and they'll be like, yeah, but if you've been like this your whole life, all the rest, like I almost didn't make it through high school. Like I was not aligned. When I started my first business, I had teachers who knew me from high school and said, really, you're going to do like you? And it's amazing. I was one of those people who would be late. I would be one of those. And I realized eventually, why is it that other people get to run a company and take 3 months off in a year? What the hell are they doing? How do I get there? And so to me, that was the motivator starting to, I work with a coach. I started to work with, talk to other business owners. I would pick up the phone and call people who would be my competitor if they're in my space, but they're a different side of the country. Let's talk. Let's build a network. And now it's a lot easier to do that. You have the Cleaning Nation. They probably have a Facebook group and all the rest for people that. But I was not exposed to that. But I created it myself, and that's how I got out of this. So I think if there's people listening right now going, yeah, it's great for them to be able to say this, but they don't know how busy I am. I was probably just as busy, if not worse, and I was even worse at not showing up. But I trained myself. I realized the importance of it, and I changed.
In the theme I'm seeing, and again, this is so nice because it's such an organic conversation. There's no agenda here. I immediately went to an example of I was in form. Thousands or tens of thousands of dollars, depending on what time frame you measure, investment plus the time I was investing in myself, and that was 10 years ago, I sat on the board. It was like a part-time job for that thing. They didn't pay you for that. You paid them not to be on the board, but you paid to be a member and yada, yada, yada. So coaching. I needed other people that were older, smarter than me and had done what I said or what I wanted to do. Michael, same thing. He went about it a different way. And again, gosh, I would have killed for like Cleaning Nation and Facebook groups and just the community we have now. When I was young, we had the internet wasn't even there.
Yep.
So I love that you took a different way, but you immediately said, I need other people that have done this. And instead of reinventing the wheel, I will just figure out what they did wrong and do different things wrong and figure out what they did right and do that. So I love that we just both came there organically. Go ahead.
Yeah. When I had a construction company years before this, I was in Chicago for meetings and I lined up a meeting with a good sized company in Chicago. And I went in and I got a piece of their time and they kept going, why are you here? Like, what are you looking for? And they thought I was trying to like maybe move into their territory or get inside information. I just show them my passport. Like, I'm Canadian. Like, I have no, like, I just want to learn. And then they mentored me. It was amazing, right? It was just by coincidence that I was in town. I'm always looking for that opportunity to learn from other people's mistakes because that's how you grow.
Love it. And every time I do something like this, I'm like, I need to start another podcast, which is just talking. Like, not, we didn't have a specific, like, I didn't coach you, obviously. We were just like, what do you do and see that other people do? They're successful. Let's just talk about that and what do unsuccessful people do. All right. I could bug you for to the end of time. That said, I really want to hear, I guess maybe a couple of the audience members like, hey, this guy has a software company that helps grow cleaning companies. Maybe you guys mentioned how that works. So tell me, because again, honestly, it took me a while to understand what on God's green earth you do, because it's not a simple like QuickBooks is. You want a P&L, you want to, you know, do your payroll. It's pretty clear. Your guys is a little tricky. So pretend that I'm stupid and have slept since then and start with why on God's green earth would I give you money and how will my life be better?
Yeah. So I'll explain to you when I was in the shoes of a cleaning business owner, there's a few things that bothered me. One is I would go out and have to compete on price. So I go out to quote a job, I give a fair quote, and you find out somebody who really has no right to be in the business is like lowballing everybody. You know, it's going to be poor quality, all of these other issues. And I did not like losing to people who I don't like losing at all, but I definitely don't want to lose to someone who I feel is kind of cheating the system and not setting up the customer, not thinking about their cleaners. So I wanted to find a way to combat that. The other one was as I built the company, all of a sudden it's 6-7 o'clock at night and I'm getting more and more cleaners who are showing up to work. Well, what if they don't show up to the contract? What if something goes wrong and they need me?
And there's no what if. What do I do when?
Yeah, exactly. Right? So you get a phone call from a client at 10 in the morning and they say, your cleaners didn't show up. Like, that really bothered me. It bothered me to the point that that's why I'm in the seat. That was the core thing is I care about my clients. I want to do a great job cleaning their space. What do I have to do to make sure that if something goes wrong, I'm the first to find out, not having them tell me? And it all came down to communication, like every aspect of the business where I found there was holes. And so I thought, what if instead of not trusting my cleaners, what if I actually trusted them? What if I gave them a way to communicate with me? And what I found through all those interviews is that a lot of people, if you take a look at all of your cleaners, you have a small group that will do, they'll go to war for you. They'll show up at 3 a.m. on a shift that someone else is supposed to show up because they actually get it. They want the money, all the rest. Then you have a group of people who are not great. They're probably stealing time from you and all the rest. It's part of it. Then you have a middle group that's just, you know, pretty average. I found most people build their companies to protect themselves against that small group that's not good. So you build process, you get jaded, and then you're running a business with a bunch of people you don't trust. And so I thought, what if I build a system that allows me to communicate with my cleaners, connect with them, so that if something goes wrong, they tell me. And guess what? If they don't show up, I find out about that and I can deal with that. And what happened was for us, and it's going crazy right now throughout the world, is that people are able to find out in real time what's happening in their company. Like, I had people who were like, I went to Europe on vacation for 3 weeks and I could see if something was going on. I'm like, it's working.
Hey, Cleaning Nation, are you enjoying the show? Want to go from listening to doing? If you're committed to making this the year that you kick your company into hypergrowth and actually start implementing all the systems that I coach on this show that will allow you to work on your business instead of in it, go to growmycleaningcompany.com /live to get all the details on our upcoming live event. I'm going to personally walk you and 15 other entrepreneurs through the entire Clean Profit Method in just 2.5 days. GrowMyCleaningCompany.com /live. Check it out now. I'll see you soon.
So that's typically what it is. It's a communication system. Yes, it does timekeeping and attendance inspections and all the scheduling and all the rest. But at the core of it, it's you need to know as a business owner what's happening in your business. And 95% of your team have that information.
So my big fear with a tool like this is it seems like it's super powerful, but it's latent power. Like it's like a gun sitting at the other end of the room. As long as it's at the end of the room and there's no humans near it, it's not much. But as soon as I pick it up and know how to use it, I can create a lot of, you know, good or bad with it. So how do I get on board? Because it seems like very complex. What would it look like if we get started to make sure, like, I don't know what I don't know, right? I'm guessing there's a lot of people like, I like Michael. I like Mike. We're going to give you guys a ridiculous deal where it makes, you know, it's just no risk to get started. But the risk is you get started, you feel like I need 5 interviews. I'll make 6 calls. And then when it doesn't work, you're like, this thing sucked, as opposed to going, I might need to make 60 calls. So what time-wise, I need to do to get a good experience?
So think about this. I'm non-technical. Can't work a mic. So we built the software around me. We built it around our kind of bar was if I can use it, and if we had a cleaner who is a grandmother, if she can use it, then it passes the test. And so we actually, we're getting to the point now, we're going to really start moving towards self-serve where you don't need to connect with us in the same way. People are onboarding so quickly. So we had someone onboard 80 cleaners, get their whole company online before their first kickoff call. Why? Because they wanted it. We have other people who have, you know, 3 cleaners who can't get it out of the way because they've never logged in once. It's like, and so the system is meant intentionally to be very, very simple. And I love it. I've done a lot of research. Believe it or not, the people who are concerned most about technology is the business owner. They're scared that their cleaners are going to be, you know, using this information, having information, and that they're going to be lost because they're, you know, they're not a millennial. And I think keeping in mind that technology can solve powerful things, it doesn't have to be complicated. It's actually quite simple to get in.
So, okay. So first of all, I believe you, and most of the time I don't, because a lot of these technical, oh, it's easy, and you get there, it's not easy. I've looked at Swept. It is easy. I get the technical side. I'm more into the knowing what it does side, like not knowing what it, my least favorite thing, or I don't know how, what your experience with this is you've got this huge tool. And again, I've got a gun and I'm like, man, I figure out I can beat people with it and get a result. Like, well, yeah, I guess you could, but let me show it does so much more. And a gun's terrible example, but how do I know, like, maybe I just want scheduling and you guys are like, no, yeah, yes, you can use it for scheduling, but is there a database or how do I get caught up on all the things I could do with it? I believe the technical side of once I know what I want to do is easy, but how do I know what it can do?
So it's interesting. A lot of people find us for timekeeping. Yeah. And if you wanted to use us just for inspections, go for it. But it's kind of like if you're looking for a wheel, we sell a bicycle. So you can go a lot faster on a bicycle than you can running down the street on a wheel or riding a unicycle, however you want to look at it. So we find like people are finding us for different reasons. They get in and they have these amazing experiences. We had someone who posted on LinkedIn the other day on someone else's post. We just happened to see it. They said that they went from 11 cleaners to 74 in a year or something crazy like that.
And so cool.
And they're like, yeah, we wouldn't have been able to do this without Swept because of the communication, it kept everything together. When I hear that, I'm just like, it feels really good as a business owner knowing that we're creating that kind of experience because we had an experience like that. And so, yeah, it's the software. It has to be, I'll tell you this. If you build crappy software 10 years ago, it was okay because it was better than pen and paper. Now, people expect it to be intuitive. Like we're hiring a director of product right now, a director of engineering. We brought on investors who, you know, were, you know, first product manager at Twitter, first product manager at Android Nexus, like all these different like talent to come in and help us because at the core of it, if you can't use it, if your cleaner can't use it, no one's going to, right? And so it's so user focused. Just as like, if you don't clean someone's space well, they're going to fire you. Like we need to deliver on that promise.
All right. And the cool thing is, so a lot of technology companies or software companies especially say, oh, we're easy. But they're not. So the way I always know is like, well, where's the money? Let's follow the money. Are you putting your money where your mouth is? Yep. And Michael, being kind, and I abused him a little, you know, tomato, tomato. I said, hey, if we're going to come on, certainly if we're going to recommend this, I want to make sure that we've got an offer I can give my audience where we take away all the risk. And again, the people, just so you know, Cleaning Nation, anyone that takes advantage of this is not going to cost you any money. And if you don't do anything, it won't cost you any time, but it'll still set you back mentally, emotionally. And I tried this thing, it didn't work. I can't encourage you enough. If you're not going to do anything, don't go take this action and then don't follow up. That's going to take you two steps back.
Yep.
But if you're going to say, hey, I'm going to block time, box time, and maybe it's, I don't know, I'll tell you, and you tell me it's right, 2 hours a week for the first month, should that be more than enough? Is that a fair to kind of get
all
this?
Depends on the size of the company. We've had people onboard in a few hours. It's, if you blocked a couple hours, like, you're going to get the use of out of it and just run. Like, it's, if you actually commit any amount of time to this, you'll get it.
Okay. So again, be the guy that plans on making 500 calls to get the five perfect prospect surveys and then be happy when it only took you 69. Don't be the guy that plans to make 7 calls and then be frustrated when it took you 69, right? So over plan. And I do this all the time where with my team, like, but that's not going to go wrong. Or what if I'm like, we don't have to plan for everything going right, right? If it's easier, if it's better than we think and everything goes right, we don't need to plan for that. Life will just be great. And we'll plan this time that we now have free time because we thought we'd have to do whatever. But you know, as well as I do, things always cost, not you guys, not like you. I'm telling you guys are going to go and it's going to cost more, unsurprisingly. But in terms of time or taking longer, things are just always worse than you think they're going to be. Plan for that. And then when this is the exception, you're like, oh my gosh, this is easy. Your life's going to be great, but don't be that guy that's like, I'm just going to do this thing. 3 minutes later, I'll be up, because you won't be.
There's a quote that I read every single day and it's, discipline is the bridge between goals and achievement. So you set a goal. If you're not disciplined, I can't remember who said that. It might be Jim Rohn, but
I'm stealing it. It's mine now. I say
that. But it's true. You look at everything you do, whether it's going to the gym, if you just put a little bit of time towards it, like, you set your goal, you will accomplish it. If you don't have any discipline at all, like you say, don't even bother signing up. Don't waste our time. Don't waste your time. If you're not ready for it, if you're not ready for that change in your business, then just don't do it.
Well, and again, it costs because people go, Google AdWords doesn't work. I tried it. I spent $500 and it was a waste of time. No, you didn't do it in such a way that was effective, right? Like, again, if you were the first user for Swept and you tried it and didn't work, maybe you're right. Maybe it's a terrible product. But when there's thousands of users that are having life-changing experiences, maybe it's you. So all that to say, we're going to handle the money risk side of it, but good Lord, you got to handle, there's still risk of you wasting time and mind space signing up for something you're going to use. So this has got to be something you say. I'm not going to be the guy or gal that at the end of the podcast goes, that was great, and then does nothing. Or even worse, that was great, I'm going to sign up for this thing, and then does nothing. You know, this isn't a part-time job, but you do want to box a little bit of time to make this work. So we got to get going because I've been yammering way too long. So what Michael's been way too kind to do is a couple things. First of all, they've got a $250 setup fee, right? And I get the same thing. They say, we know that this costs money to get going. If we don't have a setup fee, we're not going to have the resources to help them, and they're not going to get done. Because you guys are Cleaning Nation and you're awesome, there will be no setup fee for you, but you still get the setup services, correct, Michael?
Yes.
Yep. So whatever everyone else gets, it pays the $250. Yep. Again, I think, and I was almost nervous on this because I'd rather you pay the $250 because it's funny. Like, I used to go, you know, hey, Mike, you're real successful in business. Can I take you to lunch? And then we take you to lunch and I give them advice. They do nothing. The people that pay me a lot of money for my advice, they do a lot. So pretend like this is a $500.
I want to see the Cleaning Nation prove this wrong, that they step up to the plate, take the deal, and actually deliver. Because, if we charged, it's $250. If we charge $1,000 or $2,000 for setup, the only people who bought would actually implement, right? Because they've got skin in the game. So we're going to lower that. We're going to see what this is like. And one more thing we'll throw in there is the first month is $1. So regular price is $50 to start off, or $70 depending on your package. We'll give you the $70 package for $1. Pretty low commitment, but I don't want people to take that commitment being low, meaning they can just, kind of half try it. Like, if you're ready to go, let's do it.
Right. Yeah. I love that because, so again, I want you to have the best of the both worlds. So the worst of when you pay some money or a lot of money to get started, the bad news is $300, a $250 setup fee plus the $50 first month leaves your account. That's bad, but it's only $300 bad. The good news is $300 of commitment enters your life, right? So we're trying to give you the best of both worlds where the $300 doesn't leave your account. That's good. It's only $300 good. But my fear is that you won't have the commitment. So please, please pretend like you're spending $10,000 to get this thing set up, and do it like that. Because again, this can be a business changer. You could be one of the people that goes from 10 employees to 50 employees or 80 employees, or even
we had like, someone win $100,000 contract in their first week. And I was just like, like, and was you know why? They showed up and they did it. You know, that's the difference between them and someone else who bought it and didn't do anything for 2 months and canceled. And it's disappointing, you know?
Yeah, let me say one thing that's going to sound like I'm anti-software, and I'm not. Let me finish. The guy that is committed to writing all this stuff down and doing it literally pen and paper by a ledger and handing his people memos and notes, but is committed to that and really will have better success than the guy that gives Michael or Swept a dollar and then does nothing, right?
Exactly. Yep.
But good Lord, give that man Swept. He's going to go crazy. So just understand, Swept is a tool. If you want to be a dedicated craftsman, we can change your life. And Swept is an amazing tool. If you're not a craftsman and don't use the tools, keep on with your hammer and nail and save your dollar. Yep. Like, it's not going to do any good. All right. I feel like I've been really judgy. So sorry, Clay. I love you guys. I just desperately want to see you succeed. And I'd rather you hate me and succeed than love me and not succeed. So sweptworks.com/cleaningnation is where you get the $1 month. And it's usually $50 to start. And then the $250 setup fee, you still get all the benefit. You just have to pay it. So sweptworks.com/cleaningnation. And then also I look good because Mike's like, oh my gosh, all these people signed up. Mike must be awesome. So hook your brother up so I don't have to pay him back the $12 I owe him for the nachos. Cleaning Nation, thank you for showing up. Michael, thank you so much for taking your time. By the way, this dude is a busy guy. And the fact that he carved out this much time to hang out with you and really talk about how to succeed. We didn't talk about what he did or how you can do it till the very end. Because he's an awesome human being, and I've had experience with 4 or 5 employees in this organization. They're the real deal. At the very minimum, call and see what's shaking over there, because they're just great human beings. And I have high hopes that you as Clean Nation will hear more of Swept kind of in the future, just because we have the same philosophies, right? I'm picking up what he's laying down, vice versa. Thank you for listening. Thank you for tuning in. Go check out growmycleaningcompany.com right now to get everything you need, or sweptworks.com/cleaningnation to get hooked up on this ridiculous deal. I'll see you there.
Congratulations. You are now 16% smarter. Still can't get enough cleaning goodness? Go to www.growmycleaningcompany.com for more of the good stuff. Ever want to be rich and famous? Owners of cleaning companies, as well as industry experts, can apply to be featured on the show by emailing our producer, Natalie, at support@growmycleaningcompany.com. Until then, don't miss out on all the latest cleaning industry lovin' at www.growmycleaningcompany.com. Check it out now.